Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, with special guest Stephen Reichlin. You've had some tequila. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah, good.
That's the secret.
I must say, that's all it took.
Considerably more animated than it was before the tequila.
And you were talking about smoking anything. Well, yep. Chef Eric reminded me of his college days.
No. I don't know
what he meant by that, but he said something about herbs. But anyway, I digress. Stephen, you did something totally out of the box for the last few minutes. Tell us what we've been doing during our break.
Yeah, so I'm really not into obstacles or failures or things you can't do. We took a bottle of very good tequila and we turned it into mezcal by cold smoking it on a Big Green Egg. We also, while we had an opportunity, I thought I'd smoke some ice for you just because you may not have ever had smoked ice before. So let's see how this mescalini goes together. First, I want to put fresh mint leaves and diced fresh cucumber in a pitcher. And then using a blunt instrument like a muddler or a bludgeon, I just want to crush these ingredients together.
Your wife put your James Beard where?
Extracting the wonderful, fragrant, aromatic oils from the mint. And so now here is our mezcal, which again is an agave cactus-based spirit that is actually smoke-roasted in a fire-heated pit underground.
And if I can jump in, and remember that mezcal, when you think about the worm, the worm is in mezcal. It's not in tequila. I mean, that's...
Yes, but you know what? If I may dispel a myth here. So the brand with the worm or the scorpion in it, those are the lowest grade of rot gut mezcals.
Right.
And mezcals actually can cost $100 a bottle.
Yep.
And when you get a really good mezcal, it will not have a worm in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... But on the other hand, when I first had this cocktail, instead of lining the rim of the glasses with smoked salt like I'm going to do, they had made a fried cactus worm salt. So I'm sorry you're not going to get that this morning. Hear the sighs of disappointment. All right, next, we're going to add our smoked tequila. Oh, I did add the smoked tequila. So next, we're going to add some simple syrup. And to make simple syrup, what do?
Boil equal parts sugar and water.
And I know what you're thinking, why not smoke the sugar? Well, I have, and you'll find directions on how to do that in Project Smoke.
Go figure.
And freshly squeezed lime juice, to be sure, and then a little bit of this grilled lime, the grilled caramelized sugar lime. So I'm actually making something that I've never tasted before because I always like to shake things up. And last of all, a splash of triple sec, which is an orange-flavored liqueur. Great. So you can sort of see the roots of the margarita here at play. All right. And what we'll do now is stir in some of this smoked ice.
That's just beyond the pale, smoking ice.
Okay. You know, in the process of writing this book, and this was really kind of fun, but let me just show you this and then I'll tell you the fun thing. And then last of all, in order to get the glasses ready, I have taken the other half of fire-charred lime. I'm going to rub the rims of two martini glasses, and we'll crust the glasses with smoked salt. Okay? Then we can simply pour the mescalini into the glasses and garnish each with a fresh mint, a sprig of fresh mint.
And that's $17.95 each.
Okay, and there you go, folks. There are your mescalinis. Take a look. And that is pretty nice for an 11:15 a.m. coffee break.
That's how you get through a 25-day book tour.
Right. So, what I started to say is when you visit these distilleries, you sit down and, of course, it all starts what they call a little copita. It's a little brown ceramic cup that is, you get mezcal and you pour one glass out to sacrifice to the gods of mezcal, and then you drink the rest, and you say chichibeo, which is their version of cheers or down the hatch. And this happens about 5 or 6 times at each distillery. So by the time you... Does everybody have one?
Yeah.
What do you think? Good. Okay. Great. So think of it as a margarita plus. Margarita turbocharged. Good.
Now, Stephen, when you had to sample all that mezcal,
yeah,
was it... what is the proof traditionally on mezcal for people who are not familiar with it?
That is a very good question. And I want to say it's... You know what? I don't know the answer, and I'm not going to... But take it from me, it's strong. It's strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that... You know, one of the misconceptions about mezcal is how it's made, or perhaps how it's made versus tequila. I think there's some confusion about that. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, the primary difference is, first of all, tequila is made only with one type of agave cactus, and for mezcal, they use a half a dozen different types, including some wild agave cactus, which has a much lower yield, as you could imagine, and a much more robust flavor. And the second difference, and the key difference, is that mezcal, the cactus hearts, the agave hearts, are roasted in a fire pit and then turned into a spirit, whereas tequila does not have that roasting.
And hence the smokiness that you get in
mezcal.
And
that's the smoky, yeah. To me, once I started drinking mezcal, there was no going back. Okay. By the way, I see with a microphone in one hand, there's no drink in the other hand.
Well, I want you to know
And because I'm a working guy here, and this is the first of about a dozen events today, I'm going to just stick with water. But try
as
it, guys.
We say Perfect. In Ireland, slánge.
Chichibeo.
Oh, wow. Oh, That's great. I could have about a pitcher of those.
Yes, but we are with our special guest, Stephen Reichlin, who just got done smoking ice, smoking limes. There's no telling what he's going to smoke, but you got something coming up next.
I do.
That is also something most people shy away from. Tell us what it is, my friend.
Okay, we are going to make planked camembert cheese, thereby thumbing our nose at doing two things that would be inconceivable in France. And one would be cooking camembert, and two would be pairing it with pepper jelly and jalapeno peppers.
Perfect.
Oh, you're evil.
And then putting it on a plank to boot, right?
And then planking it would be unthinkable too.
So why don't we go ahead and get started on
it? Okay, you ready for that?
We got 3 minutes. See, I hold up those fingers, and I'm not just waving at you.
I got you. Okay. So are you ready? So who among you has planked a trout or plank salmon? Okay, a lot of people.
Wow.
So you know that it starts with a cedar plank. You can also use alder. And you probably followed conventional wisdom, which is to soak the plank first in water to keep it from catching fire. Even I have advocated soaking the plank. However, while I was writing Project Smoke, something occurred to me. We're doing it all wrong. We don't want to suppress the flames. We want to encourage the flames. We want to char the plank to bring out that smoky flavor. We want to burn it almost to the point where it catches fire.
What passion you have when you say fire.
So
fire.
What we're going to do is I hope we have a big green egg that is set up for direct grilling and is screaming hot. And if we do, I'm going to send this plank outdoors and ask you to char it. And actually, you only need to char it on one side. And if you start to get flames at the edges, well, that's where your water pistol comes in, okay? But you want to char the plank, and what it's going to look like is something like this, okay? And you can smell. If you smell this, yeah, it's cedar, but there's also smoke to it. All right? So that's the preparation.
And you're...
Okay.
One and a half.
One and a half. Okay. So I guess I'll just explain the ingredients, and then in the next recipe, next time block, I'll show you how to do it. Camembert cheese. This is a soft ripened cheese, meaning that they start with a disc shape of curds. They are inoculated with mold, and they ripen from the outside in. And what you want is a camembert that feels squeezably soft. If you were to smell it, you get a little hint of ammonia. very aromatic. You want it melted all the way through. So there's your camembert cheese. We also have jalapeno pepper jelly, and we have thinly sliced jalapenos. And when we come back, I'll show you how to put these together to make a grilled cheese like you never dreamed of.
He is a Leviathan of live fire. He is our own Stephen Reichlin. He is here today celebrating Le Cordon Green, barbecuing, and also he is very appreciative that it's National Hamburger Day, National Brisket Day, and of course, International Pickle Week. And when we come back, Steve is going to finish up with his camembert, and I will have a little pickle trivia for you, because I go to the ends of the earth in my research to make your table time conversation that much more exciting. It's food, fun, and celebrating a good life. Hold up your glasses. Celebrate Stephen Reichlin. It's Chef of the Fat Man live at Le Cordon Green in Atlanta, Georgia, baby. The Big Peach.